Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation.
A little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI. He's the guy that basically taught the world how to network professionally. Who's in Your Room? That's the new book that I know of, The Secrets of Creating Your Best Life. Also, Referral, Room Full of Referrals. That's the one before that. Networking Like a Pro. You're starting to see the picture here. It's all about networking. It's all about putting your best foot forward. It's all about giver's gain. It's all about doing something. It's all about paying it forward. Networking is nothing if not paying it forward, is it, Ivan?
That's absolutely true. No question.
So you just got back from a return trip to a little island where you were the guest of a person who a lot of people know about. I want you to talk to us. Tell us the story.
So I was invited back to Necker Island. It was my third visit. And in talking about humility.
Tell them about Necker Island. They know the owner, but they may not know Necker Island.
Well, Necker Island's Richard Branson's private island. And it's an amazing experience. If anyone ever has a chance to go, you can. I mean, he rents it out as well as, you know, has people there for specific events. This was actually a Virgin Galactic event that I went to, and there are about 20 or 30 people that can be on the island, and he has like 100 employees. So the customer service is pretty good, as you might expect.
I can imagine.
But one of the things that has always amazed me about Branson is that he is so humble. He's got such great humility, and it's really a surprise to me at how this guy's a billionaire.
How does that manifest when you're around him? What is the evidence that you see that causes you to make him behave in a way that's sort of like the way he acts on television?
Well, one of the things one of the first times I was there, we were walking along. We were actually in the great room, and he said, "Hey, I just bought the island next to me." That's only a comment a billionaire would say. I just bought the island.
Well, everybody protects their borders, Ivan. We all do that in real estate. It's 101.
So he said, "I just bought this island. Anybody want a tour?" And I remember sitting there thinking, "I do." But, you know, like raising my hand. Yes, please. So we get in this little boat. We go over to the island. And he walks us around. It was very interesting. It was a beautiful little island. But here's the amazing part of the story is that when we got down to this one little inlet, there were these two guys with sledgehammers knocking down a very small wood frame house. Mm-hmm. And they're knocking it down with these sledgehammers. Now, that's real work, Jim.
That's right.
You and this isn't real work. I mean, this is fun work, right? We're not knocking down
walls. This isn't real work. You're right. I grew up on a farm. This isn't work.
No, this is fun. Compared to that, it's fun. And these guys, you know, it was 90 degrees out. They're knocking down these walls. And Richard said to this small group, there's about five of us, he said, "Would you excuse me just a moment?" And he walks on over to the two of them. Now, I'll be honest, I kind of slowly slid over to listen to the conversation. And he knew one of the guys. Second one, he didn't. He shakes his hand, and he says, "Hi, I'm Richard." He said, "I know this is really, really hard work. But let me tell you why it's important. You see, we gotta take this building down in order for us to bring in some heavier equipment to start to dredge out the little bay here so that we can bring in heavy equipment. And what we want to do is we want to build a road that goes up there, and then we're going to build tennis courts there. There's going to be a common area here. There'll be homes over there. And it all begins with taking down this house."
Put their work in perspective.
And although it's a lot of work, I can't do anything else until I do this. So I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate your hard work.
Wow. Man, that chokes me up. That's awesome.
It was incredible.
He did not have to do that, and if he had not done that, nobody in the boat would have thought anything of it.
No. As a matter of fact, what I've seen is far lesser people would walk by and say, hey, come on, guys, pick up the speed. You're going a little slow. Instead, he edifies, and these were the equivalent of minimum wage day workers.
They're laborers.
In the Caribbean. Yeah, they're day laborers. And he gave him the big picture. Now, here's the beautiful thing. I was just back. That was 13 years ago. I was there last week, and he built it exactly as he described to this guy 13 years ago. The island is pretty much finished, and there's a lot of homes on it now, and the roads are where he said it would be. But here's the thing. That's not just unusual behavior for him. I've seen it several times now. Mm-hmm. One of my
listening, how should they? I mean, obviously, it's good that we have a reason to admire him. I've admired his entrepreneurship for a long time, of course, and he doesn't have a college degree, let alone an Ivy League degree. What should we take from all this? How do we take that example and extend it to our lives?
But let me tell you one other really, really quick one, and then it's an easy leap for me to explain how it applies. It's a big party, a Virgin Galactic party, millionaires in the room. He walks in the room. Everybody's like, oh, Richard. He's walking towards the crowd. There's two house staff members, not even his. They were somebody else's house staff. It was at someone's house. And he stops at the two of them, turns, and says, ladies, thank you so much for working this party. Wow. This is a really important party to us, and I really appreciate you. Mm. And that was it. And then he walked in the middle of the millionaires. So here's where I think the takeaway is. You got to thank, you got to connect, you got to talk to people at all levels of an organization.
That kind of
humility is a network.
All work is noble. My parents taught me one thing. Great. All work is noble. Everybody's job is noble. It's important. Quick break. Right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blassinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.